This is a highly organized effort to invade our country. And there was billions of dollars spent that went to these NGOs and these contractors. And see what Todd Stone did at the last second, going out the door, instead of doing a transition with President Trump, understanding what our policy is going to be and what the American people voted for November 5th, they're doing the exact opposite. This is not going to stop until you stop it. Anybody thinks you can have a group hug or unity? We need unity now. No, we don't need unity. We do not need unity. We will get unity after Trump's policies are implemented. You're going to see how much unity we get starting the afternoon of next week. That's where our coverage is going to focus on, is getting the job done, not the celebration. But yes, it's going to be part of that. But this is, we're in a crisis. This is like wartime capital. We're in a crisis, and look what they're doing. Everything they can possibly do to thwart Trump, they're going to do. And this is just their opening salvo. They're just giving us a love tap right now. You wait till they bring in the heavy guns, and they're going to bring them in.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 238 of Is This Thing Working? And just like Bannon, just like me, Denise, I bet you're fired up about this stuff, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Exactly what Bannon says. I mean, there's so much going on with the Democrats and the leftist Democrats and how the government and is just trying to thwart him in every turn, everything he does.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, the NGOs, you know that they are flooded with money.
Yeah.
That this Biden administration, shadow government, has given them the last 4 years.
If you remember back in April, though, we had the bill and it had the money in there for them. Well, it was like $3.6 billion went to NGOs. Remember, we talked about this even last year. Man, we've talked over and over and over about NGOs and how dangerous that they are to us, man, and how they're doing their part to help ruin our country, man. And I'm, to give us some context here a little bit, Bannon's talking about the Catholic Charities and how they, right along with the rest of them, should be criminally investigated.
Every single one of them.
Yep.
They have been out of control. They're working for the United Nations and for NATO. I mean, it's like the whole world came together and decided, hey, we're all going to be one, without asking the people.
Yeah, without asking the people anything, you know. Just,
I mean, look at what's going on right now over in Romania.
Yeah, exactly. If a lot of people don't know, because you don't see a lot of it on X. If you go on X, you don't see a whole lot of it. But the people had an election. They had their candidate. It was
unless you break them now.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Benzman, tell me about Romania.
There we go. So to get the story in here then before we get back to him.
See, Bannon knows all about it.
Yeah, before we get back to him then, they were having an election over there. Calin Georgescu was their candidate, the people's candidate, man. He had 23% of the vote. A little background on him. He calls for an end to Ukraine aid. He is also real skeptical of NATO membership of Romania. He is also real skeptical of NATO. Plus, he opposes the big, huge NATO military base that they're building over there, the big air base. But he was a people's vote, man. That's who the people were wanting. And just like there, just like everywhere else, they played the Russian interference game.
And they halted their elections.
Halted the election and halted it. The people of Romania are pissed, man. And this is what Daily Romania in X said, and this was from yesterday. It said, the manifestation announced by Georgescu calling for the resumption of the presidential election started barely an hour ago, yet around 10,000 people had already gathered in Bucharest. People are chanting Georgescu and demanding to resume the elections. People, doesn't this sound familiar?
Yes.
Russian interference. Hey, here's our election. Well, you know what I mean?
That's what they tried to do in 2016, and
with
it didn't work.
Trump. Yeah.
With the American people, they just ignored everything. I mean, they even had hearings about Russia. Remember the Russia for
and
4 years?
And all turned out to be bullshit.
They impeached President Trump over it. They've done everything they could to try to get rid of him and to overthrow his government.
Yeah.
And, you know, the people stood up.
Just like with this, and this was yesterday too, this was crazy, but over there, their foreign French European commissioner, Thierry Breton, he speaks about canceling elections in Germany. At a French television RMC, he declared, "Let's keep our cool and enforce our laws in Europe when they risk being circumvented, and when they can, if not enforced, lead to interference. We did it in Romania, and we will obviously have to do it if necessary in Germany." People, this is wild, man. The people get their vote. The people, we get what we want. This is our country, just like the French, just like the Romanians. The people want their country. People are fleeing there now, man. Our NGOs are facilitating that also.
Yes. Listen to a little bit more of the interview between Todd Bensman and Steve Bannon on War Room today, this morning.
Tell me what they're doing here. This is more outrageous than what they've just done, given the million folks another 18 months and work permits. Every black and Hispanic person in this country's got to understand they're letting another million people compete against you. This is why your salaries suck, particularly if you're lower skilled. Right, if you're lower skilled and fighting for those kind of wages towards the bottom of the rung, trying to work your way up, save a little money, make yourself better, do the small things for your family, this is what Biden thinks of you. I don't think they got the message of November 5th. They didn't get the message. The message is you're sick of that. They just did another million to compete with you and get extended their work permits. Tell me about Romania.
Oh, man. Well, listen to this one. Romanians have poured over the southern border, 10,000 of them just in the last couple of years, because Romania, I've been to Romania, you've probably been there. It's one of the poorest countries of Eastern Europe. They're economic migrants. So they know Trump's going to sew up the border, and they wanted to just create a pile for him to clean up. So they just made Romania a visa waiver country so that they can fly into the U.S. On a tourist visa with no checks and no regulation. So guess what they're going to do? They're going to overstay. Of course, they're all going to overstay. You're going to have this thousands and thousands of Romanians flying into U.S. airports under this visa waiver deal. And Trump's going to have to clean that one up, too. And I hope they get on that one fast, because they will be flying into U.S. airports and overstaying. They get 90-day visas without any regulation or checking. They can fly.
Wow.
Yes. So this is what's happening. And it's not just happening from Romania. This is what this United Nations. One world government wants. They want to take down all these third world countries and
import them over here.
Ruin Germany our country. And all these other countries to take them all in so they can take their land.
And take them over.
You know, and the people in these countries, you know, they really want to live in their own country, but their governments are falling all over the place. Yeah. And we cannot. We are the shining beacon upon the sea right now. I mean, we are the only country that, you know, has a constitution that allows
for now
that we have fought back so hard for.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what they're doing to us as President Trump is fixing to take office.
And hopefully, man, I'm telling you, like I said the other day, I hope that come January 21st, you hear a giant boom and a click, and that's the border closing, and we stop this shit, man. Bannon was right. 2-year moratorium on all H-1Bs, on all visas, man.
Absolutely.
You know, the signal is loud and the voice is loud. And I know that the Bidens are scared to death of that. And they're bringing these guys, they're bringing all these Romanians over there under the guise of refugee or asylum, you know.
Because they overthrew their government.
Oh, exactly.
Like you know, they're going to do in Germany.
But like he said,
if they don't go along.
That's just more people over here to use up our resources, to overpopulate us, to stagnate our wages, man.
And to call us racist over and over again.
To keep the cost of our economy high and our inflation up to where we can't afford to live. Man, we have got to stop the population increase over here, man. We've got to close our borders.
Yes, we do.
Golly,
we got to close our front borders.
Well, hey, y'all. This is our opinions and our assertions. We own them. If you like our opinions and our assertions, man, please stomp that like button, share our show. We're on Getter, X, we're on Facebook, we're on Truth, we're on every platform, and we're available every single day. Go to our podcast and listen to it. We put out live shows too. We can always, we'll advertise them there. We'll put them out for you there. Just always be here. If you like it, share our show with everybody. And if you don't like our opinions,
please share our show. And you know what? Put your opinions under there. We love the debate. That's one thing we love to do is debate, especially James.
Yeah.
He's good at the debate thing.
I am.
So you just go ahead and comment. And share our show. And we appreciate it. We appreciate you being here. And thank you to everyone because, you know, we've gotten so many followers in the past few months. It has been so exciting. And we want everyone to take the time to introduce yourself to us anywhere you please.
Just help us grow our show, man.
Just help us grow our show.
You know, we're just like you, man. We're just working class Americans, man, who don't want our America taken away, man. And we're going to have to fight for it. That's just the truth and the reality. We're going to have to fight for it.
We are.
So we're right here with you.
And, you know, we have two today. This show right here makes 238 shows. And you can go back in the past and you can see how we got to where we're at today. All of our call to actions, what we're all about. We're about encouraging our listeners, and that would be you, to be informed and become engaged.
Grassroots, especially in your community, man. Pay attention in your community. There's a lot going on, especially inside Texas right now. And we're going to get started with that.
Welcome to the Texas Brief, everybody. And we have a lot to talk about in Texas. And one of them, it's been going around for, we've talked about how our Texas AG has gone all over Texas, you know, to have a roundup.
And a rally.
And a rally. Make sure everyone of the Rhino Republicans in our house, our Texas house.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Get primaried out.
They just are out of control.
He's out actively campaigning against them, and as should be. Yeah.
Yes, and so we need your help. And we have a little bit of a video. I know we're putting a lot of videos in here today, but these are context, and we really need your help. This is Call to Action for David Cooks of Texas. Okay, and this was on Bannon, on Steve Bannon's War Room. And Brent Money, who is from Texas, is talking to Bannon. So listen to what he had to say. He'll give you a little bit of information.
Somebody's acting like a grown man. Brent Money joins us now from Texas. There's another firestorm. I think it's going to be decided on Tuesday for one of the most powerful positions in politics in the United States, and that would be the Speaker of the House of the great state of Texas, which is the railhead of MAGA. Brother, what is going on there? You've uncovered some stuff. Tell our folks what this fight's really about.
Yeah, I think this fight, like a lot of fights in politics, is all about power. And so a lot of people expect that since Texas is the biggest red state, the biggest MAGA state, that we are also the most conservative state in the nation. But that just has not been the case. Since about 2009, the Texas State House was narrowly Republican, 76 Republicans, 74 Democrats. And the Democrats went and made a deal with some of the most liberal Republicans and appointed one of those Republicans as Speaker of the House, a guy named Joe Strauss. And since then, we've gone through several other speakers, Dennis Bonin, Dade Phelan, and we're about to have a new speaker of the House. But it's followed the same playbook where a majority of the Democrats get with a few Republicans. And so just last month, according to the rules of our caucus, the grassroots are tired of this. The party is tired of this. Democrats selecting which Republican can be the Speaker of the House and destroying our conservative agenda. And so the caucus got together to elect who we were going to nominate as the Republican to be the Speaker. And a guy named Dustin Burroughs and a guy named David Cook. David Cook is the reform candidate, and Dustin Burroughs as kind of the regime candidate. And when it was clear that Dustin Burroughs wasn't going to win, he and 26 of his friends got up and walked out of the room, refused to participate in the process, and went straight over literally to the Democrat caucus and started trying to get their votes. And so once again, even though we have an 88-62 majority in Texas, Republicans over Democrats in the House, we are in a situation where the Democrats are going to have a big influence in who our next Speaker of the Texas House is.
We got the same thing going on here, just like they do on Capitol Hill. It's the same game, man. It's that Bush game. That's what is going on over here. You know, here again, we're promoting Steve, but man, I'm going to promote Steve because Steve is a patriot.
Steve Bannon, a signal.
Yes. And on Steve's show from yesterday, episode 4183, if you want to know what a lot about Texas and how Steve thinks about Texas and how we feel about Texas, it was amazing some of the things that he said. Listen to the first 17 minutes of it. But anyway, let's get back to this story. Yeah.
Because Brent Money, he is he was elected U.S. House of Representatives for District 2 in Texas. And he goes on to talk and tell us Texans and MAGA that we need to do a call to action. And what we need to do is go to www.texasspeakerrace.com, and there's a petition there. I have it opened up here, and what's so great about it is there's a quote from Donald Trump Jr. on the website, and it says, "It's unbelievable what is happening in Texas right now. There is a group of so-called Republicans cutting a deal with liberal Democrats to elect a speaker instead of uniting behind the Republican nominee, David Cook. Unbelievable. Republicans have a mandate. And we have a mandate because, you know, we gained, I would say, eight House seats."
Wow.
In this cycle?
Yeah.
Because he had said it was 76 and to 74. Now it's 82-62.
Yeah.
So now we have a mandate, and so we need you to go to this
website here. Yeah, it's called TexasConservativeMajority.com/Burroughs-Working-With-Democrats. And it says on here that we have Republicans have nominated David Cook as the next Speaker of the House. That's who we want. Remember, we're the people. We voted. And it lists on here all of the different representatives in the state that were Dustin Burroughs supporters, which is 31 of them. There's Keith Bell. There's Brad Buckley. Dustin Burroughs. Who else would we? Cody Harris. Yeah. Cole Hefner. Yeah.
Todd Hunter.
So that it lists.
There's 31. Jeff Leach, of course.
Yeah. And so it lists 31 of those.
And Dade Phelan.
And it gives you their phone number. Call them, man. Tell them, what the hell are you doing, man? You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're not going to pull a uniparty type rule on us here.
We're not united.
Yeah.
You know, conservatives have their agenda that they voted for. MAGA came out in droves.
Yeah.
And the Democrats spent millions and millions of dollars to try to turn us
Texas
blue.
Texas is MAGA country,
man. Texas is MAGA country.
Yeah.
And we are getting so tired of the Bushies.
Yeah.
Bushies need to go.
That's where I said, listen to the opening banner yesterday, 4183. Listen to the first 20 minutes of it, 17 you know, about a good 17 minutes of it, and he will explain that. George Bush is not the hero that we all portray him to be.
He is not.
Yeah, 9/11 even. He's still not.
You know, David Cook has 57 supporters. And what we need you to do is, even if your representative is on David Cook's side, we also want you to call them and thank them. So our representative, Trent Ashby, who is usually on the other side, I was so proud to see him on the David Cook support. I think, you know, he came close to losing. I mean, he had a primary opponent, and I think maybe we might have, you know, kind of poked him enough that maybe he will get in line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so call your representative, even if they're supporting, and tell them thank you.
Yep.
Because we need them on our side.
Yeah, you're talking about Paulette Carson. People need to check into her and look and learn about her. She's a good
she's
a good lady.
She's really cool. She's a good lady.
Yep.
You know, but we're hoping that Trent Ashby does this kind of good stuff the whole time. And it looks like maybe he learned his lesson.
But there's a petition there. You can sign it. And it says that if the Rhinos cut this deal, man, they're going to give the Liberal Democrats committee chairmanships. Same thing you got going on in D.C., man.
And the thing
we
is,
can't have it.
No, the thing is we did a Republican agenda. And one of the top agendas is no Democrat committee chairmanships.
Yes.
That is the number one, one of the number one agendas. And I just can't understand, you know, Mr. Money goes on and talks about, you know, how they are, you know, might be getting donations from BlackRock.
Well, they're funded by the Bushes, man.
Yes. And Vanguard.
And Vanguard, yeah. Yeah, there's part of that other video if you wanted to play part of it, man.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, we can play more. You want to hear some more? Because he comes with it. Listen to him.
Brent, can you hang on one second? I'm going to hold you into the next segment. And maybe even the one after that. We got to get this right.
Oh, no, we're going to go forward just a hair.
Of General Paxton. And had his back. Birch Gold, Philip Patrick is going to be with me.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to Philip Patrick. Even though they're cool. Hey, they're cool.
Modern monetary theory, the idea that broke the world.
I guess we're going to.
As we get close to this margin call, needed to read it. Check it out today. Short break. Going back to Texas in a moment.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Brundy, talking about money, Larry Fink, BlackRock. There's a BlackRock connection here, and we're always on watch for Larry Fink and the masters of the universe, the lords of easy money on Wall Street. How do they play here in this Texas situation?
Yeah, this is very interesting. So a few of us started asking each other, why are these small group of Republicans working so hard to keep their power and control when it's so clearly against the Republican Party? And just common sense. And one of my friends, Mitch Little, wrote an editorial on X and pointed out that there are connections between Dennis Bonin, who was the Speaker of the House, Dade Phelan, who is right now the Speaker of the House, Dustin Burroughs, who is running for the Speaker of the House, Cody Harris, and maybe others, that are all shareholders and employees of this little bank called Third Coast Bank. And Third Coast Bank's largest shareholder is BlackRock. Their second largest shareholder is Vanguard.
See?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That is a lot of money right there.
Yeah, and, it's crazy.
It is. It is. But so,
talking about a lot of money, here's even more. We want to talk about a lot of money, our taxpayer money. Yeah.
Yeah, in Texas, this is from Brian Harrison. In Texas, some taxpayer funded DEI staff. Did you realize that we had a lot of DEI staff
in schools?
In schools.
Yeah,
here
in our public schools.
In Texas. I was so stunned when I saw this. It's almost like it just makes me tongue-tied, as you could tell, because I didn't think we had DEI in our schools. We were told we didn't have them, you know.
Well, there is in some. There's going to be. Well, you know that. They're going to. They're going to have it in there. We're trying to get it out.
Big schools.
But I thought.
But their salaries. You know, we've also talked about how the administration costs of schools have gone way up. You know, and this is one of the reasons why. The amount that the DEI executives get from Texas K through 12 public schools is more than the Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, just for an example, man, Leander ISD, Dwayne Street, he's a chief office of the educational access. He makes $160,000 a year, man. You got the El Paso ISD, Maribel Macias, Chief of Organizational Transformation and Equity. Once again, since I messed it all up, Chief of Organizational Transformation and Equity. She makes $174,000 a year.
And here's one right here, Dallas ISD, Pamela Lear, Deputy Superintendent of Staff and Racial Equity.
Yeah.
$283,949. This is where your taxpayer money is going, folks. And there's more.
$250,000 in Dallas to be a deputy superintendent of staff and racial equity.
I wonder how much the superintendent of staff and racial equity is. Because that's just the deputy.
Well, honestly.
Or is that just a name?
And this is all,
I mean,
man.
They just give them names.
Yeah, this is crazy.
And pay them all these wages. Your taxpayer money is going to this, folks. Yeah.
They are teaching them stuff, too. I mean, and they've got curriculum and all of that, man. That's what a lot of, man, there's so much money involved in this. But the note about this is that all of these salaries are obtained from a website called openthebooks.com/Texas. Except for a lady named Karen Gray, who is obtained from an open records request. And then there was another but you can go to openthebooks.com/Texas
and look up your school.
You can look up your school, whether it's a charter school, private school, public school, doesn't matter. You can look up positions.
And it's all open record requests, so
you can see where your tax money goes. That's what we talk about, man. Is,
you know, and there's
being
some
informed
of these,
and becoming engaged, man.
And some of these
is crazy.
Don't even need to be there. These people right here, DEI executives,
yeah,
what
these
the heck?
Have got to go.
They need to go away.
Yeah.
This list alone totals $682,414.
Yeah.
That's how much
money
just these
come out taxpayer funded.
8 to 10.
Yeah, was taxpayer funded.
Yeah,
for that,
and you know, there's more. There's got to be a lot more. So I want to thank Brian Harrison for bringing this to our attention, because you know they talk all the time about cutting our property taxes, and where does that happen?
Yeah.
Where is that? Did your property
can't cut my property tax when you're paying DEI $1.6 million just in those school districts alone? And you're talking about Leander, Round Rock, Austin, Dallas, Arlington, El Paso, Richardson, Mansfield, Hutto, Aldine, and Plano, man.
All of those
school districts, man. That's what, 12?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That are listed right here.
And it's out of control. I mean, and I don't understand. I don't get why we have to put up with DEI any longer.
No.
You know, in Texas, I mean, I thought our governor was doing something about this.
Yeah.
But you know what they do is they change the name and they make it to where you like that name. Well, and that one's the one that stuck. Remember, it was CRT.
Yeah.
You know, and it was called all this critical
all this
race theory until DEI stuck. And then all of a sudden we had it all in our schools.
Yep. Well, and it's everywhere else too. And it's in California. You know, if we want to talk about a big example of DEI and what kind of damage it can do, here you go.
Yes, y'all
California.
Heard about all them fires out there.
Everybody has.
It's devastating that so many people have lost their homes and
there's been people killed over it, man, and it's just horrible.
Yes. Well, you know, the latest news that we have is the Pacific Palisade. This is from Reuters. They say the Los Angeles Palisade fire has left public palisades and Mandeville Canyon in devastation, reducing neighborhoods to ashes and debris. It is, and then they give a list.
22,000 acres burned, 153,000 residents evacuated. You know, the human toll is 11 dead, 13 missing, and 10,000 structures destroyed. And the economic loss is right now estimated at $135 to $150 billion, with insurance concerns mounting. Kiss my ass. You know, you canceled their fire insurance, man.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot more than that. You know what I mean? People are lost, man.
And people are like
shit now,
so
man.
Mad
yeah.
because of the way that California is being treated over those in Appalachia.
Yeah.
You know, in North Carolina.
Yeah, those people are freezing to death up there.
And
you're
going to
come
nothing.
Out and say you're going to cover 100% of the debris removal, you know, and clean up.
Yes, 100%. And you know what's even crazier is they put that in this bill already. So what does that make you think?
Yeah, exactly.
Does that absolutely make you think that something's going on?
Sure it does.
You know, like, did they do this on purpose? Now, I don't mean to say that, but why would they put it in the bill that they just passed, money for California? Yeah. It was like $72 million.
Yeah, and why would they cut their fire budgets by $100 million a month before the fires, too? We got a Fox News story right here, too, that says California Governor Gavin Newsom cut funding for wildfire and forest resilience by more than $100 million just months before the wildfires currently started ravaging Los Angeles broke out. So just months before, man, he cut $100 million. You know, this is not a secret. These firefighters have known that these hydrants were inoperable. You know, they've known these things, man.
Sure, but then they want to come out and say they didn't know that when, you know, the first thing that comes out is always the truth.
Exactly.
You know, I know that we've taught you guys this for a while now. The first thing that comes out is always the truth. You know, but I don't understand how these rich celebrities in California are more worthy or sympathetic than the people in the Appalachians.
Amen.
You know, I don't remember the Hurricane Helene victims getting this much news coverage. Do you?
No.
And they're up there freezing in the snow, suffering from hyperthermia and starvation because FEMA spent all of their money on illegal aliens.
Yep.
So I'm sorry. I do have sympathy, absolute sympathy for everybody in the path of a fire. But the government, I don't have sympathy for because the government needs to fall in California.
Is this thing working?
Rise up.